doggies. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is the podcast for August 4th, 2018 that belongs to the collection of Dog Days of Podcasting. This is a challenge that podcasters have that decide to join to create a podcast a day for the month of August, and a challenge to all you listeners to try and keep up. You can find out more and subscribe to all the shows all at once at thedogdaysofpodcasting.com. And as I typed in the date on the recording, I realized this is my parents' 62nd wedding anniversary. Congratulations to them. We'll be seeing them next week. I am looking forward to that very, very much. This year's theme for the Dog Days of Podcasting, I'll be covering a word or phrase each day from my childhood that means something to me and my 8 brothers and sisters. I will provide the context behind the phrase, and then you and I will get to know each other a little bit better, and then I can consider you to be part of my extended family. How's that sound? So without further delay, I do have one thing that I want to talk about before I get too far into this. I was looking at my personal website today, chucktomasi.com, and realize it's probably time for a refresh. It's looking a little long in the tooth, and there's a number of things that are on there that are, a number of things that are missing from that site that I need to get on there. So if you know of anybody who's willing to make a quick buck to work with me on content layout and maybe get this thing up and running, I would be very much appreciative, because I don't have time to dink around with the themes and the styles and the whatever. I can help think about what needs to be put on there, and we can find a better way to organize it. So that's my call for help. See if anybody knows anything about anything out there. I would love to talk to them. All right. Today's word, family phrase of the day is actually not so much a word, but it's more of a hack that my brother did. He took a radio, and it was an AM/FM radio, kind of a boxy unit. It took, I think, 4C or 4D cell batteries, which made it probably about, I'm going to do English and metric if I can, and my childhood memory is probably going to make this thing a little larger than it actually was, so I'm going to say it was about 2.5-3 inches wide, or deep. It stood up almost like a shoebox on its end. It was maybe 6 inches high and 8 inches long. So you get the basic dimensions. It was black. I think at one point it had a handle. At one point it may have had an antenna. Yeah, it did have an antenna. But the hack that my brother did was he put one of those outdoor loudspeakers on it. And it made it kind of look like the Blues Brothers mobile. It was oversized for the radio. It made it top heavy. So when it stood on the nightstand, if you went to change the station, and it always crackled, it didn't have any stereo as far as I remember. He just bypassed the built-in speaker to drive this big external thing. How he got the impedance to match, I don't know if it ever did. And it crackled. All the pots were dirty. So as you change the radio station or you change the volume, it would crackle, and it would crackle loudly because it had this oversized speaker on it. So, I remember late at night, you could listen. We were in Marquette, Michigan, remember? This is right on the shores of Lake Superior, the South Shore. If you want to look on Google Maps, Marquette, Michigan, in Michigan's lovely Upper Peninsula. And I could pick up WLS from Chicago, which was, if you drove, it was about 7.5 hours away. So I guess it'd be about 400 miles, maybe 350, 400 miles, which isn't too bad. We'd listen to John Landecker and a whole bunch of other stuff. I think we used to listen to The Shadow on that, but I don't remember if that was on WLS or another station. I do remember. No, The Shadow was rebroadcast locally. Now I remember, because it was sponsored by Olson Motors, home of the guru of Sugarloaf Mountain. Sugarloaf is a little hill we climb with your kids on a weekend. So they had an interesting advertising campaign. So, wow, I didn't think all that stuff was going to come out of the radio thing, but it did. So the radio hack is today's family phrase of the day. I called it Vince's radio hack. And now you know some more history of what makes me tick. We'll get into that. You might find out what's wrong with me. We can do a psychoanalysis later. I hope you found that interesting and maybe even perhaps slightly entertaining. If not, I'll try again tomorrow. Until then, you can find out more about me, as I mentioned, at chucktomasi.com, which has more info about me, my podcast, my work, my books, link to social media, and all that other goofy stuff. Don't forget, I want to remind you that we found out some more news today about Dragon Con. The topic is Trek. Is going to be on Saturday, September 1st, 2018. Say, hey, wait a minute, that sounds familiar. Yes, it's the same date as the parade. It's the same date as our Comedy Forecast, Technorama, Family and Friends, and all that other good stuff. We'll be doing the topic is Trek at 7:30 in the Hilton Galleria 2 and 3. So that's down this basement to the left at 7 p.m. I got to get that time right. And then we'll wander across the hall right after that show, and we'll do Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends live at 8:30 p.m. So you'll have a half hour to go get refreshments, go to the restroom. But don't wait too long. That line is probably going to be out the door before you know it. You know, limited seating. There's only half the capacity in that podcast room as in the Star Trek track. So there's your evening agenda if you happen to be at Dragon Con. 7:30 on Saturday is our topic is Trek. 8:30 is Technorama and Comedy Forecast. We had a great, great planning session today between me and Craig and Clinton. Still lots to do, but we were very happy to be doing both of those shows and very happy to be where we are in terms of the planning stage. So until next time, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the dog days, and I will talk to you again real soon.